The Growth and Evolution of Biotechnology. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Agriculture has entered the 20-year anniversary of plant biotechnology, a scientific advancement most closely identified with the Monsanto company. Shannon Houff of Monsanto, who grew up on a farm, talks about the old days when biotechnology was in its very infancy.
Myself and my friends, our summers were spent walking bean fields, and certainly I think as I've gotten to learn about cotton, the same can be said for those teenagers who lived in the South. They walked cotton fields in the summers, and we were a little bit more sophisticated. We had the benefit of having a bean rider, which means you had teenagers riding on a bar in front of a tractor, spraying weeds out of the fields. And I think, you know, it's those types of remembrances 20 years ago that really see the benefits of biotechnology. It's just one example that many of us can remember when you think about before biotechnology.
And who could have possibly imagined that we would have come so far? Never mind the whole world of GMO, what about all the work involving biological manipulation of plants in an effort to deal with drought? What about a recent story I did in which a University of Idaho entomologist was trying to find pathogen organisms that would specifically target and attack noxious weeds? Yes, we've come a long way, baby. But oh my goodness, how far are we going to go? David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.